Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Friday, April 5th, 2013, getting into the month of April. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday, and so forth and so on. Pow Hana Friday, heading into the weekend here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phones when you call on in. And, of course, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three of the show today to share her unique perspective on what's going on in the world. A lot of stuff going on here. And last night, after I had gone off the air, we started seeing some interesting stories hit the corporate media. CNN came out with a headline saying, U.S. reducing rhetoric that feeds North Korean belligerence. And the article basically goes on to say, well, maybe it was the U.S., you know, rattling their sabers and sanctions and putting warships off the coast of North Korea that was inflaming the situation. Gee, you think? And this was followed up by another story picked up over at rawstory.com. U.S. official, we are not on the brink of war with North Korea. Now, this doesn't mean we can relax. What this means is the government has been running internal polling, and it's coming back with most Americans saying, no, we do not want a new war. We don't want to go into Korea. And we see the United States government as having precipitated the situation. Now, what do I mean by internal polls? For those of you who are not familiar with the concept, there are two kinds of polls that are being conducted. There are the internal polls where they go out and try and find out what Americans are actually thinking. Those are rarely, if ever, released to the public or released to the media. Then there are the external polls, which are the push polls and biased questions. These are the ones that are intended to create the illusion of public support for whatever the given agenda happens to be. So that's what I mean by internal polls. From this sudden pulling back on the rhetoric, it looks like the U.S. government realizes most Americans are seeing this as just another in a long chain of war creation out of thin air, poking somebody until they poke back and then say, aha, they poked us. And I think that's the reason for the change in tone. I don't think it means that the agenda for war with North Korea is off. They're still flogging it in the corporate media. And remember, the real agenda here is to get into some kind of a conflict with China to politically and, most importantly, economically isolate them. But if you go back and you look at the news coverage we've been seeing, this is obviously being ginned up from our side. Going back, we're seeing the same long train of news stories that we saw relative to Iraq, and we are currently seeing relative to Iran. Back in 2006, Israel demands world respond decisively to North Korean nuclear test, which is interesting because I think we can't rule out the possibility that Israel sold North Korea those nuclear weapons. Then in 2008, Haaretz was back there saying North Korea supplying weapons to six Mideast states. That, of course, turned out to be completely false. 2010, Israel saying North Korea shipping weapons of mass destruction to Syria. And then in 2012, in Arutz Sheva, North Korea's enemy, Israel. 2013, the Jewish Virtual Library, potential threats to Israel, North Korea. And in 2013, this was in the Huffington Post, Israel minister, Iran, Syria, and North Korea, our new axis of evil. So once again, we're seeing it's all coming out of Israel and the Israel media saying, oh, yes, they're bad, they're evil. You should go kill them for us. And I don't think so. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Call me, U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox Soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the situation in Korea. The United States is clearly toning down its rhetoric, but we're still seeing this being fanned on the media. North Korea is a danger. North Korea is a danger. And so I think the circumstance is, again, the internal polling came back. Most Americans seeing the United States as trying to generate this war. And so now the U.S. government is trying to back down. They still want the war, but they're at a loss on how to figure out how to make it look like it's the other guy's fault.
They made us invade North Korea, Mommy. We were trying to be good. It's all their fault.
Now, over at the Langley Intelligence Group Network, they're taking a slightly different tone. Their opinion is that the United States government has severely miscalculated relative to North Korea, which, yes, that is pretty much obvious. Their take is the U.S. government is now trying to find a face-saving way to extract from this current public relations nightmare. And whether or not they can preserve the rush to war, which doesn't really exist in the American people anyway, remains to be seen. But obviously, this has been a major foreign policy stumble. And of course, with the U.S. backing off, Kim Jong-un is going to be out there proclaiming to his own people, I back down the mighty American Empire, which, of course, is not going to help the situation at all. But Kim Jong-un is facing issues within his own government. They still have terrible problems over there. And Kim Jong-un would love a foreign enemy that he could use to scare everybody into going along with the current conditions of life over there, much as the United States has been using Al-Qaeda. Yes, times are hard, but it's all the fault of Al-Qaeda. Go hate them for 2 minutes, so forth and so on. We are on the corporate media, however, seeing all of these videos about North Korean soldiers training and learning how to shoot guns, which is, yeah, that's what the military does. They train, they learn how to shoot guns and put very large holes in other people's property, including their bodies. But they're fanning it up there, and they're still trying to make it look like this is all North Korea's fault. And again, based on the backing down by the U.S. government, obviously they are not succeeding. North Korea has actually warned the embassies that they might want to think about getting out. And this is being spun as, oh, North Korea's belligerents, they're threatening our embassies. No, what North Korea is actually saying is, we think the Americans might attack us, and you might be in the way. So you might want to think about maybe being someplace away from the flying shrapnel, which is certainly a very reasonable thing to do. Now, the corporate media is making a big deal over the fact that North Korea has moved two of their medium-range missiles closer to the East Coast. And there was actually this headline. This is over in The Independent in Great Britain. Pyongyang moves missiles onto coast, prompting fears of imminent attack. It's all their fault. They're being belligerent. Well, let's be honest. If you are a small country and a fleet of warships, stealth bombers, B-52s, asphyxiation fighters, and the rest of that hardware started flying around your borders and acting like they were about ready to attack, you might want to move some of your military hardware. The reality is we're talking about two of these medium-range missiles. If North Korea were really planning an imminent attack, they would be moving all of their missiles. It looks to me that North Korea is going to have a live fire exercise with these two missiles as kind of a way of sending a message. We've got the bugs out. These rockets will fly out and hit what they're supposed to hit. And I don't see that as a provocation. I think it's North Korea trying to say, this is not going to be as easy as you think it is. And so Kim Jong-un, or at least his military high command, may have realized that the situation has, in fact, gone too far, and they want to back down. I don't think there's anybody in North Korea's government or military command who seriously thinks they can hold off an American military strike. And so I think they were counting on the war-weary American people, and so far, again, given the back down in rhetoric on the part of the U.S. government, he may have guessed right on that one. Now, moving over to other parts of the world, of course, we're still looking at Italy's political turmoil following their recent elections in which no one party had a clear majority and mandate to form a government. So former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is trying to form a new coalition government out of all these disparate parties. And failing that is saying it's time for a second election. And this feels to me like a replay of what we saw in Greece, where the anti-banker, anti-bailout party won the election. And the pro-bankers simply stamped their feet, threw tantrums, and refused to form a coalition government to force a second election that was marked by rampant and obvious vote fraud to put the bankers into power. And, of course, we have seen what's happened to Greece economically since then. It looks like they're getting ready to try the same thing in Italy. Now, down in Israel, the representatives of IHH, the International Humanitarian Organization that organized that aid flotilla in 2010 that Israel attacked, have basically come out with a statement. The families of all those people who were murdered by the IDF are not impressed by Israel's apology. mostly because it went to the government of Turkey rather than the families. And, of course, there was no apology to the United States for the American citizen who was gunned down. Well, actually, he was already down. He was lying on the deck, already under control, already helpless. And they caught it on video that the IDF was not able to find and confiscate. And they just pumped bullets into his skull. And so they're not at all impressed with Israel's apology. And they're saying basically the only meaningful sign of contrition on the part of Israel would be to lift the Gaza blockade. And they're absolutely right. Because Israel continues to do what Israel wants to do. And they're not changing their behavior, but they're going to scream and yell, oh, you shouldn't talk about it. You shouldn't criticize us. Sounds a lot like the Catholic Church want to go on molesting the little kiddies. And they're not upset about that, but they're out there screaming at anybody who talks about it, saying, you can't say that. You're anti-God. You're damaging the reputation of the church. Actually, no. The priests who are messing with the little kiddies are damaging the reputation of the church. And if you want people to not talk about these things, you fix the problem. You just don't go around slapping up at people who are talking about it. And the same is true, of course, for Israel. If the world's Jewish people do not want Israel to be criticized any longer, the correct course of action is to tell Israel not to do things that are deserving of criticism. Meanwhile, here in the United States of America, there's a conservative American Jewish group, and they opposed Barack Obama in 2012. They were together with Netanyahu, making commercials and everything. They have sent an open letter to Benjamin Netanyahu, urging him to ignore the advice of certain American Jewish leaders who are saying Israel has to take concrete steps to restart the peace talks with Palestine. And so this other group is saying, no land for peace, go in there and just take it all that belongs to Israel. Which is easy for this group to say. They're safely in America. They're not afraid of getting caught in the crossfire. So it's easy for them to sit on the other side of the planet and say, yes, Israel should be tough with Palestine. If they really meant what they said, they'd be on their way over to Israel right now with their own baggy green outfits and their M16s. And I'm getting sick and tired of all these people who are on this side of the planet saying war in the Mideast is a great thing as long as your children go. And some of the propaganda is getting a little bit out there. Over at dailycaller.com, there's an article. FDR failed to save more Jews during the Holocaust because of his vision of what America should look like. And they go on and on about how he just didn't, you know, FDR was an anti-Semite, FDR was an anti-Semite, FDR, you know, going on that whole thing. Now, I have a comment about that. Regardless of how you feel about his performance in office, it is undeniable that Franklin Delano Roosevelt was president of the United States of America, not of Judea. And as president of the United States, Roosevelt had no legal authority or even a moral obligation to divert the resources of the United States of America to save a specific foreign people who over the last 2,000 years can't seem to stay out of trouble and then scream for somebody else to come in and save them. Now, the fact is that this nation, the United States, sacrificed much blood and treasure to stop the Nazis from doing whatever it is they were really doing. And ever since then, all we hear from Israel is, you didn't do enough, you didn't do enough, you didn't do enough, you didn't do enough. How much sharper than a serpent's tooth to have a thankless child. And now, of course, we're getting this attempt to say, oh, Roosevelt was an anti-Semite. And you need to really step back and look at the sheer arrogance of that, as if the entire world is somehow responsible for Israel. Now, Israel was founded as an independent state for the safety and security of the world's Jewish people, and that's a noble ideal. But with Israel constantly looting the rest of the planet for wealth, and Israel constantly demanding other nations fight their wars for them, Israel can't be seen as independent by any reasonable definition of the word. And Israel's government's actions are making the world far more dangerous for the world's Jewish people. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, speaking of Israel just doing what it wants to do, but you're an anti-Semite if you talk about it. Earlier this week, the Egyptian Navy intercepted a cargo ship on its way out of the Israeli port of Eilat. And originally they said it was on its way to Syria. Then later it came out it was on its way to Togo in West Africa. And the ship was filled with weapons. It was an arms ship. And they grabbed it. Israel, of course, as of today, is denying it has anything to do with this ship full of weapons. And in fact, even initially tried to deny it had come out of the port of Eilat. But apparently the Egyptians did document where the ship was coming from. So we're back to this whole thing. Let's send weapons. Let's start a war. Let's make money off this thing. So they're out there just, oh, you're anti-Semites. Only anti-Semites would say that we're sending weapons, blah, blah, blah. And by the way, Israeli weapons keep turning up in Syria in the hands of the hired mercenary army. So it's just more of this warmongering to serve the bankers, because the bankers are getting rich off of this stuff. Now, here's an interesting little story, and I think it indicates how the world really has had it with Israel's arrogant attitude of going into everybody else's country and say, you will do this and you will do that. Over in France, there was an incident not too long ago where Air France, at the request of the Israeli government, were interrogating non-Jewish passengers on flights from France to Israel to interrogate whether they were Jewish or not. And there was a big stink where a Palestinian activist was on the plane flying there, and she was thrown off. Well, the government of France has now fined Air France for doing this, for what amounts to basically racist interrogation. Are you black? You use that door. Are you white? You use that door. If you're Israeli, you get first class, and if you're Palestinian, we're just going to duct tape you to the wing. And the French government came down hard on Air France, and maybe Air France will start thinking a little more seriously every time a foreign government calls them up and says, please harass your passengers on our behalf. Now, interesting little story, because we know that the next time Israel starts invading, they're going to go in several directions. We're seeing indications they want to go further into the Golan. They're certainly making all kinds of stink face about going into the Sinai for a security buffer zone. And that I think that was the reason this arms ship was originally thought to be going to the Sinai, is to arm up more people in that area. And, of course, Lebanon. Israel's last invasion of Lebanon did not achieve its strategic aim of taking control of the Litani River. And Israel's been making all this, well, Israel's overflying Lebanon, violation of their sovereign airspace. And they're going on up in there, and their propaganda is coming out. And I want to remind everybody, you know, that Israel is portraying Iran as this threat to the Jewish people of the world. And it turns out that Iran is actually a very comfortable place for Jewish people, because Israel tried to offer them financial rewards to emigrate to Israel, and the Iranian Jews said, no, we got good lives here. We got businesses, we're comfortable, nobody harasses us, there's religious freedom. And so that propaganda fell apart. More recently, Israel's been screaming about how Christians are being abused and tortured inside Lebanon. And this story came out of the Ugly Truth, basically saying that, in point of fact, Lebanese Christians are saying they're respected, they have stable lives, they are not being harassed by Hezbollah, and they just wish they could live their lives in peace. Meanwhile, we're continuing to get stories from Christians living inside Israel that life is not too cozy. Apparently, it's sort of a social custom there that they get spit on all the time. But Israel's out there saying, oh, Iran's the problem, Lebanon's the problem, and so forth and so on here. Now, getting over to Iran, they're about ready to crank up the latest chapter in the P5 plus one talks. We know the United States is going to do everything they can to derail it. They don't want a diplomatic solution. The goal is to find some excuse to invade and conquer Iran and shackle their oil to the U.S. dollar. Same motivation, primary motivation for the invasion of Iraq, primary motivation for the invasion of Libya, primary motivation for the invasion of, well, just pick a name. So basically, we're seeing this report out of AlMonitor.com, bipartisan report recommending some Iran sanctions relief. And the gist of the report is that it's time to lift some of these sanctions on Iran as a gesture of goodwill toward resolving this crisis without going to military action. And it's a significant change from the U.S.-backed position, which is that Iran has to do everything demanded of it first, and then maybe the sanctions will be lifted. And, of course, that's a negotiating position that's designed to fail. So already we're seeing people coming out of like the Iran Task Force or the Atlantic Council is saying it's time for everybody to give a little to solve this diplomatically. The U.S. will never let it happen, but obviously the political support to force this through to a war is starting to erode. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of a pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
On a bet, four crocodiles, away oh, oh. They snap their teeth on your cigarette. Four types of the hookah, I say. Walk like an Egyptian.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. There's a very interesting story, and this came out of Imgur.com. Actually, it was just a picture, and the headline was, I'm an active duty Marine, and this is an example of the stupid excrement I have to deal with on a daily basis. And it's basically a picture of a bumper sticker that says, my daddy kills bad people for Jesus. Can't Jesus kill his own bad guys? And every time I see somebody talking about a holy crusade or killing for God or whatever, the first thing I ask is, you know, you claim your God created the entire universe and is the cause of volcanoes and earthquakes and tempests and typhoons. Can't he do his own killing? Why does he need me to do it for him? Especially since it violates one of those 10 rules we're all supposed to be following. And it's just another example of how religion is being used to make mind slaves of people, to send them out to go kill on command and grab that other nation's wealth and bring it back to your nation's rulers in exchange for wings and a harp, should you not survive the trip. All right, we're going to talk about the economy. Obviously, this is big news here. The U.S. jobs gain for March was the lowest in 10 months. Now, the government is still out there trying to claim that the unemployment number went down. And obviously, the two don't reconcile until you realize that we're dealing with an additional section of the population that has fallen off the end of the system. Their benefits have run out. They're no longer actively seeking work through the government offices that keep track of this. And that's the real reality. We're looking at something like 90 million Americans out of the labor force. And I know I got an email from somebody saying, well, 90 million, yeah, that's pretty serious. But when you look at the whole population of the United States, $330 million, it's 30%, and that's bad. But it's not a disaster. Well, it's worse than the Great Depression of the 1930s. And you need to remember that entire population of the United States of 330 million includes little tiny children who are too young to work. And it includes really old people who are too old to work. Even if they understand they can't really retire, they still are physically unable to work. So when you're talking about the available labor force and 90 million of those are not working, that percentage of joblessness gets up over that 40% mark again. And that is really, really bad. So the new job creation plunged to just 88,000, way below the absolute worst case prediction that the economists were saying it might be. The job participation rate in this country is at a new 30-year low. That's it. We have more jobless in this country than we've had at any time in the last 30 years. For some of you listening to this show, that means before you were born. And the fingers are pointing and the excuses are being written and nobody really wants to deal with the underlying cause of this economic crash, which is private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest that cannot help but simply pile up artificially created imaginary debt until the system collapses. So apparently, we've had people not in the labor force soared by 663,000. And we're basically back at labor force participation rates last seen in 1979. I have trouble remembering 1979. I think that was I was working on Star Trek The Motion Picture back then. So poverty rates are spiking in this country back to 1960s level when the country was being impoverished by the war in Vietnam. 50 million Americans are below the poverty line. Child hunger rates are amazingly high. And, of course, the federal government is they're cutting off all the programs. Oh, sequestration. We can't take care of our people. We need the money for war, and we need the money for Wall Street, and we need the money for Israel. And so looking at this article over at Investment Watch blog, they're asking the question, does that mean there's no way out? Yes, that is exactly what it means. There is no way out of this mess until somebody has the courage to stand up and point the finger at private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. Until they're willing to deal with that as the root cause of the destruction of our nation and its economy, the problem won't be fixed. Anything that they're doing that does not address that issue is purely propaganda for public consumption. It's like I used to say about the Eurozone and the boat with 10 holes in the bottom and 9 corks. And all they can do is pull a cork out of one hole, shove it into another hole, say, I'm working on the problem, but the water still comes in and the ship is still going to sink. There is one and only one way to save the United States of America, and that is the Andrew Jackson option. You shut that private central bank down, and you go back to the Lincoln and Kennedy formulas. The government issues its own currency, spends it into circulation to buy what the government needs. It flows through society, fueling commerce without accruing interest to a private banker, and is taxed back at the end of the cycle to balance the books. There is no legitimate reason for us to be enslaved to the bankers. If the government can print a $1 treasury bond to give to the bankers, to give to the Federal Reserve, they can print a dollar bill to put in circulation. And we understand why politicians are reluctant to do that. People who stand up to those bankers, they get shot at. Kennedy got shot, Lincoln got shot, Andrew Jackson got shot at, actually not even really that. He had guns pointed at him and the triggers pulled, but they didn't fire. That is the root cause of all these problems, not just in the United States of America, all across Europe. Every nation enslaved to a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest is drowning in this artificially created imaginary debt. And I emphasize imaginary because all these trillions of dollars and trillions of euros that are supposedly owed to these bankers never existed to begin with. It's all made up, and it works only so long as you believe that this is the way the system is supposed to be. Because you've been brainwashed in your public education that reserve banking is the way to go. And they don't even tell you that the United States fought a revolution to break free of this exact same style of banking. And you and your ancestors were sold back into the slavery of these private bankers by a corrupt Congress and a corrupt president. And the fact that Woodrow Wilson sort of apologized for it in his diary a few years later doesn't change the reality. He wanted to be president. He wanted that Oval Office, and he was willing to do anything to get it, including promising to the bankers that he would sign the Federal Reserve Act. Now, over at WallStreetPit.com, there's an interesting story about Fed leaders try head fake distraction from never-ending quantitative easing. Remember when quantitative easing, long ago in those innocent times, was going to be a temporary measure? We've got to do it now. It's a temporary measure. Then we got to come back and do it again. Then we got to come back and do it again. And now, of course, Wall Street is hooked on it. They can't stop the quantitative easing or the whole system comes crashing down. And the Fed is trying to say, well, we got to tone it down. And they've already said that a couple of times over the last couple of months. But the instant they slow it down, the whole system starts to lock up. The whole U.S. economy is being supported by those printing presses and computer terminals. And the only reason we are not seeing the inflationary pressures at the consumer level is because most of that instantly created money is going to the money junkies. The Federal Reserve is the currency source, and the 1% are the currency sink. And it's going from the Federal Reserve into the big bankers, and from the big bankers into the big bankers' pockets. And when they can't keep up that operation any longer, that's when we're going to see Weimar-style hyperinflation. Zimbabwe-style inflation hit the United States of America. Says right here on this little piece of paper, very pretty printed piece of paper from Zimbabwe, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. That's your first warning. And its face value is $100 trillion. Right there. I could pay off the national debt with this thing. So it's all by guess and by gosh, and it's all lies and fraud and illusion. And interesting story that came out of King World News is Jim Sinclair is warning we're on the verge of the mother of all financial crises. And he's absolutely right, because globalism means that all of these private central banks are going to crash at the same time. This is a good thing, because when we pick up the pieces and move forward, you're going to see every country on earth saying no more of these private central banks. They are a disaster. It is a failed social experiment, and it's time to end. Sinclair also went on to make the statement, the plunge protection team is not a speculation. There is a group of advisors to the White House that deals with the markets. They also gather when markets are in extreme conditions. So to be clear, there is an organization which is designed to intervene in the markets. Of course, we've been saying this since back during the Clinton years when the PPT was first put together. So they could run up the stock market and use it as a political banner. It's the economy, stupid. We're good for the economy. Look at my federal budget surplus. Which you got by looting Social Security. And it's a confirmation of what we've been saying all along. The government is dicking with the markets for political and financial reasons. And like the quantitative easing, they're trapped now. They have to keep rigging the market. Because those Wall Street investment firms and banks that were buying huge blocks of stock to create an artificial demand and run the prices up, those blocks of stock are now on their balance sheets. In a major market downturn, virtually every Wall Street firm is going to be instantly insolvent. So they're going to do whatever they need to keep it propped up. High-frequency trading, direct intervention. They may even start hacking the Wall Street computers. They're that desperate here. Now, they're not having such a good day today. The markets were down pretty much all over the world. The PPT is definitely at work in the American markets. They're massaging the stock market, trying to get the traditional Friday happy ending. And it's a race. They may get it there, they may not. But I don't think it's going to fool anybody, even if it ends a few points in the green on Friday, that they're going to forget that roller coaster that we've had for the last couple of days. And on top of all that, of course, this is from the Trenches World Report. Obama is back to trying to seek some kind of a deficit reduction deal with Congress. Number one on his list, cuts to Social Security. And this is a repeat of what we've been seeing all along. The government is taking your money that you pay for things like road schools, hospitals, and of course your retirement. And they're spending it someplace else. That money in Social Security is not the government's money. It is a separate deduction from every paycheck you've ever been given. Little tiny window with a tiny amount in there. That's your money. It's not the government's money. It's not their discretionary spending. That's your money that you foolishly, in hindsight, trusted the government to take care of for you. And starting with the Clinton administration, the administration borrowed, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, that Social Security cash. There was a cash buildup for all the baby boomers, retirements that are starting to happen. And I'm a baby boomer myself. And I know Social Security isn't going to be there for me. It just isn't. Not going to be there at all. But the Washington, D.C., the administration borrowed that money. They put these special treasury bonds in the trust account for Social Security. They took the cash and they spent it. That's where Clinton got his magic federal budget surplus. He was raiding the pension funds of American workers. And he was doing it at a time when we were all being told the economy was doing great. Well, if you're having to borrow money from the people when the economy is great, under what economic circumstances are you able to pay that money back? And the answer is none. The Social Security Trust Fund is filled with a bunch of government IOUs the government cannot honor. They are defaulting on the American worker. The U.S. government is already in default on its credit obligations. They just looked around and said, well, we can't default on the Federal Reserve. They'll lower our credit rating. We can't default on the foreign investors and banks because they'll stop investing and loaning more money. But we can default on the American people because they can't do a thing about it. And so here it comes with all this massive war spending and trillions in bailouts to Wall Street and billions of dollars to Israel. How are they going to lower the budget deficit? They're going to stiff you, the American people. They took all that money from you, from your paychecks, and they spent it someplace else. That's usurpation. That is a point in law. When somebody is given authority over a resource and uses it to a purpose other than that desired by the owners, that is usurpation. Captain Ahab, chasing after Moby Dick when his job was to basically get whale oil for a profit. That's usurpation. It's mentioned in the Declaration of Independence when a long train of abuses and usurpations, because the government of Britain was doing exactly the same thing, taking the money from the American colonists and instead of spending it on taking care of the colonies, went off and spent it on war. That's where we are right now. And if the government is taking your Social Security money and spending it to purposes other than what you gave them the money to accomplish, that is effectively taxation without representation. We're all the way back in 1775 in terms of the political realities in this country. And I don't want to live in 1775. I'd like to live in the 21st century. But it's already out there. Obama's offer to Congress to try and come up with some kind of a deficit deal is to screw the American workers. You, every one of you who ever got a paycheck with all the little boxes of deductions, they're stealing from you. As if the taxation itself were not enough, now they're taking your other money that's supposed to be for your retirement. They've spent that. They can't replace it. And that's why they're talking now about forcing you to convert your IRAs and your 401ks and buy and put the money into yet another government-administered retirement program. What makes you think they're going to treat this one any different than they treated Social Security? We'll be right back.
Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here coming up on the top of the hour. Now, back in the 1830s, even before the Civil War, and by the way, rule of thumb, if you win it, it's a revolution. If you lose, then it's a civil war. But back in the 1830s, debtors' prisons were abolished in the United States of America. They're back. Thousands of Americans have been sent to jail, not for committing a crime, but for missing a payment on traffic tickets, medical bills, court fees. We're being dragged back to the dark ages by the money junkies here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Interesting story over at the Internet Post, a tipping point in the financial system. We know one has to be coming. And it's basically going down a list of all these bailouts and fixes that were supposed to save the economy, and things have gotten worse. The current program of fiscal policy is serving the 1% and the 1% only. Now, talking about debtor's prison here, most people understand that if you have an overdraft at your bank and you don't have overdraft protection, which they will sell you for a small fee, you'll get hit with an overdraft fee. And overdraft fees have gone sky high as banks are scrambling for any excuse to take more money from you by any way. And it turns out that last year, consumers paid $32 billion in overdraft fees to the banks. This is a $400 million increase from 2011. Now, many years ago, it was normal policy for banks during the nightly reconciliation run to process the checks against your account before they would process the deposits in order to artificially create overdraft opportunities. So basically that meant during business hours during the day, you would make a deposit to your account, and on that same day, checks that you had written on that deposit would be presented at the bank. And that night, they would process the checks first, so they would bounce, and they could send you a notice. You owe us $45 overdraft fee. And supposedly, it ended with a major lawsuit against Bank of America. But given the desperation of the bankers right now, it could very well be happening again. If you're getting overdraft notices, if you think your money is supposed to be in the bank and you're still getting overdraft notices, it may just be as simple as the banks choosing to process the checks against your account ahead of the deposits. Going to take a break when we come back from station identification, talking about Cyprus.